This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, April the 10th. Should Wisconsin join the list of states calling for, or at least considering calling for, the impeachment of President Bush? Our first guest this hour says yes. He is Democratic State Representative Frank Boyle of Superior. He unveiled a joint resolution last week that he says he will introduce calling for President Bush's impeachment, saying that the president has violated his oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Similar resolutions have been introduced in the state legislatures in Illinois, Maine, New Jersey, New Mexico, Washington, and Vermont. Do you want the Wisconsin state legislature to debate this, to pass this, or reject this? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We will talk first with Representative Frank Boyle for the first segment of the program, and then with a Republican state representative who opposes this effort after 7:30. State Representative Frank Boyle, a Democrat from Superior, joins us first. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why are you doing this?
Well, I'm doing it for a number of reasons. Every constitutional officer, from the president on down to county board members, we do take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. I contend that the president has bypassed this authority to protect the Constitution. And has engaged in, some acts that are indeed prompting impeachment calls.
Yeah, there are a list of acts in the resolution.
Yes.
Like what?
Well, and I'll go through them very quickly, Joy, if I have time. Bush has publicly admitted to ordering the National Security Agency to violate provisions of the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, a felony, specifically authorizing the agencies to spy on American citizens without a warrant via the Patriots Act, however you want to call it, correct constitutional violation. President Bush has authorized the violation of the Torture Convention of the Geneva Convention, a treaty regarded as supreme law by the United States Constitution. The embarrassment, again, of Abu Ghraib, of the detainees in Guantanamo, indeed, secret prisons for torture across the country established by this president. The president has held American citizens and citizens of other nations as prisoners of war without charge or trial. No habeas corpus for the folks at Guantanamo that have been there embarrassingly for 5 years. Evidence suggests that Bush administration certainly manipulated intelligence, if not fabricated it, for the purpose of initiating a war against the nation of Iraq, resulting in the deaths of large numbers of Iraqi civilians. The estimate is anywhere from 65,000 to 600,000, and causing the United States to incur tremendous loss of life. We have, in my little assembly district, suffered the loss of three of our brothers and our sons here that we have buried. Diminished the security for the United States and incurred billions of dollars in unnecessary expenses. This president will have tripled the national debt to $10 trillion by the time he is out of office. That's $30,000 of debt for every man, woman, and child. And the fifth reason that we think the president clearly deserves to be removed from office is that he has leaked classified national secrets to further a political agenda and has exposed a number of CIA agents to political harm and retribution. Congress refuses to investigate the matter, but we think it is, again, an impeachable offense. We probably could add to the list, and I hope we don't have to, the invasion of Iran, which appears to be imminent, and certainly using federal prosecutors recently and a recent disclosure in their judicial power for political partisan campaign investigations in the last election. And that hits real close to home with the incarceration of Georgia Thompson and the firing by the Attorney General Gonzalez of eight prosecutors who simply refused to to carry the partisan biddings of the White House into their investigative proceedings. Mm-hmm. These are all impeachable offenses, and I just think that this man has got to be stopped.
Yeah, we have lots of callers, but let me ask you before we go to them, what say does a state have in a matter like impeachment?
Well, I think the impetus for various states, I believe there's 9 or 10 states now to bring very similar resolution language forward, is the Jefferson Manual, Section 53. Jefferson was deeply concerned that the president have a system of controls and balances because of the tremendous power over life and death, over peace and war that he would yield or she would yield. And Jefferson's manual allows federal impeachment proceedings to be initiated by joint resolutions of state legislative bodies. It wouldn't be a binding resolution on the Congress of the United States, but it would be quite significant to bring the state's message forward. Jefferson saw the need to eliminate the potential authoritarian dictatorial power of King George and all of the other monarchs of Europe at the time he was involved in drafting the Constitution. He was specifically concerned about the uncontrolled power of the President of the United States, power that we are seeing yielded at this point.
Our guest is State Representative Frank Boyle. He's a Democrat from Superior. He is the sponsor of a joint resolution to the U.S. Congress calling for the impeachment of President Bush. We're going to check our weather forecast and then to your calls for him. Do you want the state legislature in Wisconsin to pass this or reject this? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, April the 10th, and it's just not right. We shouldn't get 6 inches of snow in April, but what can you do? We're talking with State Representative Frank Boyle, who is the author of a joint resolution in the state legislature that he's going to be introducing that calls for the impeachment of President Bush. He says that the president has violated the Constitution in a variety of ways, misled the American people, and other things, impeachable offenses, according to Frank Boyle. And our first caller is Susan in Partyville. Hi, Susan. You're on the air.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
I am actually ambivalent about whether we should pursue this. Because if George Bush is impeached, then we will have Dick Cheney as the president. And that's not going to be any better. So then we would have to impeach Dick Cheney. And by that time, they'd be out of office.
Representative Boyle?
We are a nation of laws, and I think that we have got to establish in the international community that we still adhere to laws and treaties that we sign and adhere to the Constitution of the United States. Otherwise, we are no better than Saddam Hussein and any other dictatorial government that we reject. And I think that we've got to abide by the Constitution of the United States, that we've got to curb the power of the presidency of the United States. Because if this man is not checked, if he can violate all constitutional law, all international law, if he becomes a power unto himself, what it says to future generations of presidents is that there is no control for you, like the Nixon-Ford case. When Ford pardoned Nixon, it set in motion an unprecedented event of simply saying to the president that even if you are criminally charged on an international court for war crimes, we will pardon you. You answer to no one because you have a backup in place. I think we need to send the message to the rest of the world, including our Muslim brothers, that in fact we are still a nation of laws, and we can only do this by initiating impeachment proceedings against the man who by himself invaded the country of Iraq, fabricated the evidence from the CIA, and initiated a bloodbath unparalleled in this decade. And we need to hold him accountable. We need to be once again perceived in the world as a nation of law.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi, for one, a Democrat in Congress, has said impeachment is not on the table.
Yes.
What do you say to those who believe it's not worth tearing the country apart over this because Bush will be out of office in 2008?
Well, I blame the Democrats who are in power now, as you well know, since November, because they want to play the blame game. It plays well into next November's presidential or the presidential election a couple years from now. They are playing a tragic game in international politics. And I think it's a game that ultimately, if they continue it, they will win, no question. If this debacle continues 2 years from now, anyone with a Republican behind their name is history. He is destroying the Republican Party, and the Democrats know it. And they will incur the bloodbath for the next 2 years to allow this to continue to happen.
Maggie in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Maggie.
Hi. I definitely agree with your guest this morning. And as far as the previous caller is concerned, why don't we impeach both of them, both Bush and Cheney? And there's one thing that your guest did miss, which really bothered me quite a bit, and that was the suspension of habeas corpus, which goes back hundreds and hundreds of years and is the foundation of democracy. So I say, please go ahead with this action. Thank you.
I think that's in your resolution, isn't it, Representative
yes.
Boyle?
Yes, it is. One of the provisions, indeed, talks about the internment without due process, without habeas corpus, without being accused of a crime of literally hundreds, if not thousands, of detainees. The CIA simply snatches them off the street, puts them in prisons for torture purposes in Egypt and elsewhere, in Abu Ghraib. Not Abu Ghraib, but Guantanamo, and just holds them without any process at all. And amazingly, what criminal investigators and constitutional legal scholars feel, that the prisoners contained now in Cuba, 80% of them are probably innocent, could never be convicted of a crime in any kind of a trial, and would be a most grievous embarrassment. Further embarrassment to the administration.
Yeah, your resolution calls just for the impeachment of President Bush. There's no...
That's correct.
We don't usually in this country impeach both the president and the vice president.
No, the Constitution calls for impeachment of the president. When the vice president is president, we could impeach him too, I suspect. But certainly, you know, time's running out for us to prove that we are a nation of law.
Chris in Altoona is with us now. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. Your previous guest had a good idea. Francis Boyle, your namesake, has articles against both of these guys sitting in Conyers' office in Washington. But my comment is, Democrats in Washington think it's business as usual, but it's not. This president will do whatever he thinks is politically expedient, even starting wars. Your guest mentioned Afghanistan, Iraq, and soon Iran. We support the Ethiopian invasion of Somalia, the Israeli destruction of Lebanon. We support a coup in Haiti, an attempted coup in Venezuela. So these guys are out of control. Your guest mentioned the torture and the civil rights issues. Our government is actively pursuing immunity in the UN from war crimes, so they know what they're doing. It's a disgrace that our press is not having a field day with all this, but they're not. So we need all the help we can get. Thank you very much for bringing this forward at the state level.
And Frank Boyle, that's right. There is a Professor Francis Boyle who's calling for the president's impeachment, isn't there?
Well, I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, you weren't.
Oh, okay. I do believe that there are folks all over the world calling for the impeachment of the president. But the caller's remarks are tantamount. I wonder what Thomas Jefferson and truly the forefathers, the drafters of the Constitution that lived with King George and the totalitarian regimes of Europe at that time, if they could see the regression of the constitutional separation of powers at this point, they would roll in their graves, I'm sure.
Yeah. Now, there was last week in Stoughton a question on the local ballot in Stoughton calling for the impeachment of President Bush. It lost. So
yes.
The country's divided over this.
It is divided over the impeachment of the president. Mm-hmm. It's not divided, I don't believe, any longer over the beneficial purpose of the war in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Overwhelming majority of people say we've got to get out, and the sooner the better. But yeah, it's a serious statement about governance in this country when you, the citizenry, have got to push for impeachment of the supreme leader. Doesn't happen in a whole lot of other governments. But, you know, that's why we are a democracy, and that's why we were a system governed by rules of law that we provide for the impeachment of everyone that violates those basic laws.
Yeah. Linda in Monroe is with us now. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Representative Boyle. I agree with you. I believe President Bush should be impeached. Big New Brzezinski from President Carter's administration rated the last three presidents, giving President Bush Sr. a B, President Clinton C+, and President Bush an F. And he said what worried him the most was how much damage he could do in the rest of his term.
That's correct.
Now, like Antonia Yuha said in her book, The Bush Agenda, Invading the World One Economy at a Time, that he's after the oil in Iraq, and who knows about Iran. Now, I think he should respect property rights, but he doesn't.
Well, amazingly, there are two aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf. I think a strike on Iran is imminent. I think that this man, Bush, perceives himself as the avenger for all ills incurred for the past 100 years in America. And he sees the world in the Middle East as being the evil empire to fight. And I don't doubt that if left in office, this commander-in-chief, with sole authority that he is currently given and the tacit authority by the Congress of the United States, will launch an invasion in Iran, probably an air invasion.
Tim in Mishkat. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I am all for his impeachment. He should have never been reelected. Terrorism is a police matter, not a military matter. We are too big and too old to be running around all around the world invading other countries. There are so many other ways to do things. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. But he was reelected, Frank Boyle.
Yes, he was. Hmm. And it absolutely stunned me at the moment that it occurred. But yes, you're absolutely correct. He was reelected.
Yeah. You have said yourself that this resolution that you're introducing has little chance of passing, especially in the Republican-controlled controlled assembly. So,
yeah.
So why do it?
Well, I think that that we all need to do it. We all need to make a statement. This is our country. We need to bring it back to a principle of justice and fairness for all people of the world. We can no longer be perceived of as being the bullies, and if you will, in a Muslim world, as the terrorist country to defeat, to strap bombs on your waist and blow yourself up and use your, use your body parts as scrap metal. It's a horrible concept that would bring the Muslim world to perceive us as that. But yet, unless we do something to change that image, this kind of terrorism is not going to stop. What Bush has done, obviously in Iraq, is to regenerate a whole new generation, millions of Muslims who now hate us, who perceive us as the enemy. It didn't have to happen that way. I think seeking out bin Laden and al-Qaeda in Afghanistan could have made this president one of the most popular presidents in the history of our country. He chose a different path. And that path, we have got to hold him accountable for choosing that path.
We're going to leave it there. We're out of time. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much.
State Representative Frank Boyle, a Democrat from Superior, sponsor of a joint resolution calling for the impeachment of President Bush. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 now on this Tuesday, April the 10th. And now we'll get a differing point of view on the resolution introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature by our last guest, Democratic State Representative Frank Boyle of Superior, which calls for the impeachment of President Bush. The resolution that Representative Boyle is introducing accuses President Bush of a number of things, including manipulating intelligence to start the war against Iraq, spying on U.S. citizens without a warrant, leaking classified secrets to advance a political agenda, and other things. Our guest in this half hour opposes this move, and we'll find out why, and we'll continue taking your questions and viewpoints on this at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. What do you think? Should the Wisconsin legislature pass a resolution like this? calling for the impeachment of President Bush? Do you think it should even be discussed, debated at all? Should it be passed or should it be rejected? In our last half hour, we heard mainly from callers who agreed with Representative Boyle. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I see now we do have a couple of callers online who don't think that this is something the Wisconsin legislature should be taking up, and I guess that is the viewpoint of our next guest. He is Mark Honadel. He is a Republican state representative from Oak Creek. He is the caucus chair, and he opposes this resolution. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So why are you opposed to Representative Boyle's resolution?
Okay, well, first and foremost, I would like to say that I'm adamantly opposed to this effort for one big reason, and that reason would be that we are state legislators, and we should be focusing our efforts on taxes, health care, education, and the economy. I want to point out that when a representative, a state representative, goes through the motions of creating a joint resolution like this, there are taxpayer dollars being spent for attorneys, for legislative aides and assistants, and even though Representative Boyle has a right to do this and express his feelings about the federal government, it's my feeling that we are state representatives, and America has the best legal system in the world. And if Representative Boyle would want to address this issue with any sense of accomplishment, he should be telling his constituents to call their congressmen or their senators and have those people who are the federal representatives pressure Washington.
Yeah.
We are state representatives, and I'm going to focus my efforts on putting more money into people's pockets and providing them health care, because that's what I was elected to do.
Yeah, there were other states, though, that have similar resolutions on the table: Illinois, Maine, New Jersey, New Mexico, Washington, Vermont. And Representative Boyle says this is an important issue, and if Congress doesn't do something, the state should be putting pressure on Congress.
Well, like I just stated, the states have their means to do this, and that's called the election. It doesn't waste any money. It gets people out to vote, and if they don't like what's going on in the federal government, they can elect a new president. It was ironic that Representative Boyle this morning said, hey, the Democrats are playing the blame game. Well, he's playing the blame game, and he's wasting valuable time and energy here in our state legislature when we should be focused on our tax rates, our health care, our education, and our economy.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Chuck in Beaver Dam is with us. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say that I agreed with every reason that Representative Boyle gave that President Bush should be impeached. However, I agree with your current guest that this is a state issue. We do not need to spend the taxpayers' money on something that is going to have no binding power whatsoever. There are many pressing issues in this state that the legislature needs to address, and it's very rare that I find myself agreeing with a Republican.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck, for the call. But Representative Honadel, you guys, can handle a lot of things. You can work on the state budget and vote yay or nay on a resolution like this, can't you?
Yeah, yes, we could, Joy. But it's futile. It's a piece of paper that somebody's going to send to Washington, and it's going to sit on a desk and go nowhere. Shouldn't we be putting our efforts into something that's going to help Wisconsin citizens?
Our next caller is, who is the next caller? It's Jeff in Oak Creek. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a lifelong conservative Republican donor and a fan of the Honadel family and of the United Methodist Church, and I support the impeachment of Bush because Bush has wrongly involved us in a bloody foreign invasion, which has been opposed by sensible religious leaders from the start, including the Pope and the Chief Bishop of the United Methodist Church. And lastly, I just say it's sad that people need to light a fire under Congress to get action, but it's apparently true.
Well, there's one of your constituents, it sounds like, Representative Honadel.
No, Jeff has every right in the election to make sure his efforts are totally guided to a different president. And, we have that system in place.
And Aaron in Egg Harbor is with us now. Hi, Aaron.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I think that we should impeach the president. If it doesn't matter if there's even only one day left in his presidency, it's a matter of principle. If you want the rest of us Americans to abide by the laws, then so does the president.
Yeah.
Have to abide.
Aaron, let me ask you, I mean, thank you for calling, but I'm also interested in people's takes as to whether the Wisconsin state legislature should be taking up this issue. Isn't this something that Congress should do, Aaron?
I think everybody in the United States, men, women, and children, should all do something, anything we can do. This president doesn't care what anybody thinks except himself. Mm-hmm. He needs to get out of there. We need to get rid of him.
And what about our guest saying that that the state legislature has many more important things that we need to do for the state of Wisconsin and not to waste time like this?
Well, the people in this state are supporting the war through their taxes that they pay, and they need their voices to be heard.
Yeah, what about
I don't
that?
Think it's a waste at all.
What about that, Representative Honadel?
Well, Joy, I find it interesting that certain callers have the president already convicted without any trial, any due process, and he's already been tried and convicted in the media, and thus it prompts efforts like these joint resolutions. If there had been a trial and something of substance that has been proven in the law, well, maybe it'd be a different picture. But as of this point, it's a futile effort. And I, the governor's trying to tax us here with a new plan in this next budget, $650 out of our pockets every year, and I'm going to focus my efforts on keeping that in my pocket.
Now, Representative Boyle also told us he did not expect this to pass, but thought it was important anyway to raise the issue. What do you expect will happen to this resolution? Is it just going to be thrown under the table somewhere? What's going to happen in the state assembly?
My opinion is it will die. And I will make certain that it does.
We are talking with State Representative Mark Honadel. He is a Republican from Oak Creek. He is opposed to the joint resolution introduced last week by State Representative Frank Boyle of Superior. We heard from Representative Boyle in our last half hour about why he was introducing this resolution calling for the impeachment of President Bush, and now we are hearing a different point of view. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. What do you think about this resolution? Should the Wisconsin legislature be discussing, debating a resolution calling for the impeachment of President Bush? Or do you agree with our guest this hour who says that the state legislature has pressing public policy issues affecting the state of Wisconsin that it needs to be dealing with, including a state budget, and shouldn't be wasting time on a resolution that will go nowhere? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 14 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, April the 10th. And after 8 o'clock, we will welcome in Congressman Charlie Rangel. He is chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. We will talk about his new role, his memoir that's just out, and other current issues in the news coming up after 8 o'clock. Our guest in this half hour is State Representative Mark Honadel, who is a Republican state representative from Oak Creek, who is also the Republican caucus chair. He is opposed to a just introduced resolution calling for the impeachment of President Bush, a joint resolution. And Tim in Sparta is our next caller. Hi, Tim. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say I 100% agree with your current guest. I 100% support the war on terror and support this president. And I'd like to remind people that we are in a very divided country, and there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way to me. I wanted to make a point. I personally believe that Nancy Pelosi could be charged with treason for going and doing what she did last week in Syria. However, I contact my congressman. I'm not calling my state officials. That's a waste of time, waste of money. You go through the proper channels, and all this is doing is throwing away my state dollars. And quite frankly, it makes me mad. And all it is, it's a political witch hunt. They can't do it on the federal level, so they try to waste time on the state level.
Well, Tim, you have our system figured out exactly. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah. All right. Bob and Nina is next. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning to your guest. taken your guest's first statement that states should not be doing this, I would totally disagree with that because this is a kind of a grassroots type of effort. Way back before he was a state representative, in Neenah was the first city in the state to support a drinking age in the state of 21. Now, instead of talking to state representatives, on a city level, the city of Neenah, like I said, was the first city to support this. And from there, it just went on, and other cities joined on to get a drinking age of 21 in the state of Wisconsin. So, you know, there's nothing wrong from starting from the bottom and working our way up.
Yeah. What about that? The grassroots movements, Representative Hanadel, that puts pressure on the appropriate politicians to make some changes.
Well, I would never hinder anybody from having a grassroots movement, and I think your comment right there coins the situation. The appropriate representatives are the congressmen and your senators. We here are focused at the state legislature to worry about Wisconsin citizens.
Yeah. Do you know anything about this Jefferson's Manual, Section L3603, that is cited in Representative Boyle's joint resolution, which he says allows federal impeachment proceedings to be initiated by joint resolution of a state legislature?
Well, yeah, that's a very interesting question. I did some brief research on that last night, Joy. I don't believe Representative Boyle's an attorney, nor am I. However, I do not think that the Jefferson Manual trumps the Constitution of America. So the Constitution has all the language in it to exercise impeachments or things like that, and I just don't think the Jefferson's Manual will carry the weight from my brief investigation. But it's an interesting point. But either way, I think it's just misguided direction. We have other things of much greater interest to focus on, and that's where I'm going to put my efforts.
Yeah, Dennis in Rhinelander is with us now. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. I would just like to make two points. The first one is I disagree with the present guest's position, and I think you just referenced it. I was listening that Mr. Jefferson apparently believed that the local legislature should have some procedural way to influence what was going on with the chief executive. And so to make the point that this is an invalid use of the government process, I think is, you know, not on the mark. And I have to observe that a person who opposes their political position in most instances, I am amazed that somebody from the Republican Party would show up and tell us that we need to spend our time in a more productive way. Because for the last many years in the state of Wisconsin, we've discussed many cultural issues which were only divisive and had nothing to do with the general well-being, and they were a waste of our taxpayers' dollars.
I guess it brings up the point that the importance of an issue is in the eye of the beholder, Representative Hanadel.
Well, that's for sure. It's, you know, everybody, every legislator, every citizen has an opinion that's near and dear to him. I try to stay focused on the big picture things. I believe down in my district, you know, I represent South Milwaukee and Oak Creek, and even a little portion of Milwaukee. I mustn't forget them. Down here, we need to make sure people are working, making a good wage, they have some health insurance, and when all those things are happening, they can go out for fish fries on Friday and life isn't too bad.
Thank you, Dennis. Steve in Cobb is with us now. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Hi, Steve.
Okay. I just say impeach him because this war has cost such an incredible amount of money. And even if you could, if by impeaching him you could save ending the war by let's say, one day, you'll easily pay for the cost of your legislative session to help out the guy.
Yeah. I will not argue that any war in any country costs us a large sums of money. But I guess I believe that there are some in this country that believe that we have to keep our eye on terrorism no matter where it is in this world, not just Iraq. And there are others that say, let's just keep our nose out of everybody else's business. But I believe the problem with that is once that business comes to American soil, then it's going to cost us twice, not only in dollars but in lives. And this is a huge debate, and that's the debate that should go on at the federal level.
Yeah. Besides the argument that the state has other business to attend to and that you believe this belongs at the federal level, can you talk some about the charges in Representative Boyle's resolution, charges that the president, you know, manipulated intelligence to get us into the war in Iraq, that he spied on Americans with out a warrant, and the list goes on. Aren't these important issues that should be investigated?
Well, and that's just it, Joy. These are all issues and allegations that I have just heard through the media. I have yet to witness one public hearing, one investigation, one court case. And until then, I'm really not going to waste time and energy on those issues when I need to worry about the state of Wisconsin. Yeah.
Tom in Turtle Lake is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Question I would have is, what about, don't we, isn't our state soldiers over there in Iraq fighting, and aren't we losing our soldiers' lives over there? And who's paying for them?
Yeah. We have state citizens fighting in the war in Iraq, mm-hmm. Shouldn't the state legislature care about that?
Well, don't misguide it. We of course we care about our soldiers over there. It's just the way it is. It's, you know, soldiers decide to go into the reserves or join up into our services, and which we're darn proud of these folks. If we didn't have them protecting our country, what would we have here? But yes, they're citizens, and like I said in the beginning, Representative Boyle could call up every one of his constituents and have them contact their congressman and their senator, and those efforts would be much more beneficial than wasting Wisconsin dollars for a resolution that's going to go nowhere, number one, and really won't mean much. If he had his grassroots efforts focused with the senators and the congressmen, that would mean a lot more.
And now we go to John in Madison. Hi, John.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Good, John.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, you know, I've thought about this off and on for quite a while since the debates raged. And I guess my input on this is, look, if you want to impeach the president or whomever wants to draft a resolution to do that, you know, then so be it. But I would take everybody else that had the same access to the same information and voted for, you know, the resolution to go into Iraq and just get rid of all of them. You know, nobody's talked about this. The people that voted had the same responsibilities, saw the same data, and we can talk about manipulation of data, but come on, it's really just a game. Take the folks that didn't vote for it, get rid of all the people that did. The people that didn't vote for it, have them make the plan of, hey, buddy, have them make the plan of, you know, how to get out of the situation. They've got 2 years to do it, and if they don't do it, get rid of them too.
Well, all right. I'm glad you expressed your thoughts there, John, but do you think the state legislature should be taking up a resolution calling for the impeachment of the president?
Yeah, I think that's a resounding no. I mean, it is a state issue. It's a federal issue. The state needs to focus on the state. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. Thanks very much. You agree with that part of it, Representative Hannigan.
And Tom mentioned we have the powers that be. The electoral process in the United States is the most wonderful system in the world. And people have to get energized if they feel that strongly about an issue. Boy, in a short year, in 3 or 4 months, the president election will be here. Speak your voice loud and clear, because, boy, I believe in voting. I don't care what party you're from, but get up and vote.
And lastly, I think Kathy in Watertown. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I was just curious about what if your constituents in your district started calling you because they felt they had closer contact with you than with a representative in the federal government from Wisconsin, and started saying they wanted you to vote for this issue, and if an overwhelming majority said that, would you then change your position, or do you only represent, like, the Republicans? So what's your mandate from your election?
This is a issue where I would probably pass those constituents along to my congresswoman, Gwen Moore, and let her do with what they want, because that's where the energy needs to flow. I can't do anything about this issue on a state level. I can, however, take my constituents' concerns, pass them to the proper congressman, Paul Ryan or Gwen Moore, because I have two in my district, and make sure the citizens end up where they belong and let those people on the federal level fight this battle.
And we'll leave it there. We're out of time. We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us and talking with our callers.
Well, thanks for having me, Joy.
State Representative Mark Honnadel, Republican from Oak Creek. He is opposed to the joint resolution that was introduced last week by our guest in our last half hour, State Representative Frank Boyle, a Democrat from Superior. The resolution is to the U.S. Congress calling for the impeachment of President Bush. Thanks to Steve Williams and to Karen Prager for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. Thank you for listening. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.